I'm sitting here with Greg from Middletown, Delaware. I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know you work a full-time job and you've got a lot of physical activity going on, and you make room in your day to trade foreign currency. Is it okay if I ask you some questions about that?
Go ahead and shoot. Not a problem.
Alrighty, thank you. First question is, how long have you been trading the Forex Strategy Secrets System?
Well, I've been trading the Forex Strategy Secret System for a couple months, but it's taken me, I guess, about 6 months to learn it.
How long have you been interested in trading Forex, or how long have you been trading?
Well, I guess I've been trading close to 6 years, you know, off and on, not consistently. Some days I'll trade really well, and other days, you know, I'll bomb and won't be so successful.
Why did you come looking for another trading system?
Well, you know, like when you're trading and when you have a bad day, you're always searching for something else out there. And believe it or not, I just stumbled upon Forex Strategy Secrets over the Internet. I seen a video, I watched it, and I thought, well, you know, look at these guys. I'm thinking, well, I don't know about this, but I seen free, and I seen free training room. And I thought, well, if it's free and you get in the trading room, you could watch these people trade, I'm going to check it out. So basically, I was surfing the Internet, and that's how I stumbled upon Forex Strategy Secrets.
You had mentioned in a previous comment consistency. What does consistency in trading mean for you, Greg? What have you found has become more consistent for you?
Well, Michael, I have a goal, you know, each and every day when I trade to Forex. I got a plan, okay, and my plan is to grab 30 pips each and every day out of the Forex market. And if I could do that, okay, that's consistency, you know, for me. And I'm able to do that with the Forex Strategy Secret System. Almost, I don't want to say easily, but so far it's been pretty awesome. And there are days that I've really exceeded that. Specifically one day last week, you know, you and I were talking, and I happened to grab 130 pips in one day.
Wow.
And that was pretty awesome for me. That exceeded my goal, but that's okay.
How long have you been live trading our system, Greg?
I guess I've been trading the system live. I guess it's been about 3 months.
Okay. And what has been your experience as you've tried to hit your 30 pip goal? Have you done it pretty much every day?
I've done it. Today, believe it or not, I've gotten 24 pips today.
Okay.
But it seems like it evens itself out. Some days I'll get much more than that, and other days I'll get, you know, pretty close to 30 pips or maybe a little under. Like, again, today I hit for 24. So far this week I've gotten 96 pips. So I figure it's only, you know, we got two more training days to go.
Awesome.
And, hopefully, I'll get my, you know, 60 or so more pips.
What's so important about collecting these 30 pips? What does that mean to you in terms of your ultimate goal?
Well, what I do is I try and get a certain percent in my account. You know, if I could get that, consistently see my account growing. And that's my goal. My goal, believe it or not, is to become, this is sort of my retirement. My goal is to become financially free trading in the Forex. Okay, and so far, you know, since I've joined Forex Strategy Secrets and have been using the Forex Strategy Secrets system, I've been achieving that. I'm taking small chunks out of the market. I just keep in back of my mind, somebody once told me, and I always said it was, that's pretty true, that, you know, the Forex is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And the power of compound interest is pretty amazing. You really don't have to go out there and get hundreds of pips a day. Okay, you don't have to go out there and get 80, 90 pips a day. If you can get out there and grab, you know, 30 pips a day, you know, well, that equates to about 150 pips a week. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you could surely build an account up with 150 pips a week.
Boy, no kidding. That is fantastic, Greg. Do you change your lot size every day?
Actually, I do, but I actually start out with a certain amount of money in my account. Okay, and when I double that, I go back again and redo it.
Got
Does that
it.
Make sense?
Yes, yes, that makes sense. A lot of our students, Greg would probably want to know, with this, you say you're working a full-time job?
Yes.
How full-time is full-time for you? How many hours a week do you have to work?
Well, I usually do 40 hours a week, but sometimes, you know, I get forced over also. When I don't get relieved at my position, I have to stay. And, you know, sometimes that happens where, you know, I might have to stay an extra 16 hours in a week, wow, you know, above that 40 hours. So that happens every once in a while.
Can you give us an idea, Greg, how many trades a day that you need to take, or how many hours a day on average that you would need to spend to make this 30 pip goal?
Well, you know, some days when the market's moving, you know, you could do it quite fast. You know, I'm the type of person that I like, when I have the time, and I like to be up, even if I grab them 30 pips out of the market, I'm still watching the market. I'm still looking at it. I'm still checking it out. I'm in front of the computer, not my 30 pips, but I'm still looking at the, you know, the different currency pairs and watching where they're going. I'm basically, what I'm doing is I'm sort of, if it makes sense to you, I'm sort of getting in tune with the market a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay, so you don't have the temptation then to enter another trade necessarily. Once you hit your daily goal, you stop trading.
I stop trading when I'm done, and every once in a while what I'll do is I'll go on my demo account and do some trades.
Got it.
You know what I mean? If I have to make a trade, I'll jump on my demo account, but I won't trade on my live. Once my goal's accomplished, unless it's taken off on me. You follow me?
Yes.
If it's taken off on me, I'll let it go.
That is perfect. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that. How many hours a day would you say that you spend trading?
That depends. I do get up in the, a lot of times I'll try and get up in the European trading room, and perhaps I'll spend, you know, maybe an hour and a half in the European trading room. If the market's not moving, you know, I'll go to bed, and then I'll get up in the United States trading room and spend maybe another 2 hours.
Okay.
In the U.S. trading room. So you're probably about, you know, I want to say maybe about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, you know, in a day.
Doing what you're doing right now, Greg, if everything stays the same, do you feel that you'll be able to achieve your ultimate financial objectives using our system?
Yes, I would, easily.
Okay.
And the key to it would be, for me, okay, would just be to be disciplined. Take that little chunk out of the market and be disciplined, and worry about, you know, let your account grow. Just keep that compound interest going. Let your account grow. Take your 30 pips out of the market. If anything happens above that, that's a bonus in my mind.
Wow.
Now, you know, maybe later on down the road, I might expand that to 50 pips.
Right.
Maybe 60 pips. But
right,
right now, I'm sort of locked in at 30 pips a day, you know, and I'm achieving that, and it's pretty awesome. And yeah, I've never done that before.
Congratulations, Greg. That is absolutely super. I think that is the one thing that you possess as a trader that, when combined with our system, makes for success, and that is your strict discipline to a schedule, to going into our trading rooms, to using the same strategy each and every time. And, you know, I think there are a lot of traders that would love to trade places with you that maybe trade 10, 12 hours a day. If they could get 120 to 150 pips a week, that would be fantastic.
Sure, sure. And look, you know, for anybody out there that's looking for an opportunity to trade the Forex market, and you know, from my experience, this is it. You know, anytime you get an opportunity to see a system, to see people trading the system live in a trade room, and you see how that system's working. Okay, there's a lot of, you know, Michael, there's a lot of internet marketers out there that, you know, sell their systems on the internet, and they cherry pick their shots on the screen, and it's all like a cloak and dagger scene. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not real, but ask this question to yourself. Anytime you're exploring an opportunity to trade the Forex or learn to trade the Forexes, can I watch it? Can I watch these people trade live? Can you prove it to me?
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, Jed and Kirk and you and Natalie and Clark and just to name a few people that are in the trading room, they prove it each and every day. And it amazes me every time I watch, you know, you guys trade. And it really inspires me, too, because you guys make a heck of a lot more pits than me. And I'm humble. I go in here and I try and get my 30 pits, and I'm, like, amazed at the pits that you guys make.
Really want to compliment you, Greg, on your consistency. I think the consistency in trading is more important than large pip weeks. We've got a lot of traders that make a good number of pips each week, but the consistency, that is what you can hang a paycheck on. You know
sure.
What's coming in, and uh-huh. I think that is one of the key elements of your success, is that you have focused, you have disciplined yourself not to get back in the live market, even though it's tempting at times, I know.
It is. I was tempted the other day when you and I were talking. I said, did you see all them yen pairs drop?
Right.
And that day I got 38 pips. And what did we say? All the yen pairs combined were 2,300 pips?
2,300 pips that day. I think some of the yen pairs moved 400, 450. I think maybe some of them moved 600 pips that day.
Now, wouldn't that tempt you to get back in?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, Greg, that it takes great discipline to do that, and I have a great deal of respect for you. You're really a model of what a good trader, retail trader, can be. We've talked a little bit about the trading room, but talk to me specifically about this topic. What does the trading room mean to you? What has it helped you with?
Learn the videos and watch the videos consistently, to learn how to trade the Forex Strategy Secret System. I get into the Gladiator Trading Room and watch it in action, by Jed and Kirk and you and a bunch of the other traders. I see exactly what they're doing, and without even trading. Okay, all you got to do is get in here and watch the system, working, okay, right in front of your eyes. And that means a lot, okay, when you have the opportunity to go into a live trade room and watch that system work right in front of your very eyes, and watching people trading all together and watching people all having a good time making pips. And that's what it means to me. When I can get in here and I can watch Jed and Kirk and yourself, and you get in here and you're trading and you're making trades, and I'm looking at it and I'm analyzing, I'm thinking, that was that setup. That's how that works. This is what they're doing. That's pretty neat. So it means a lot to go in there and also get going into the European trading room and seeing Clark trade, and combining everything and watching all the success of it.
Have you picked up any of your daily pip goal through your attendance in the trading room? Have things been brought to your attention that you might have otherwise missed?
Yes. The big thing for me is the three time frame confirmation. And that's also, you have to be disciplined to do that, too. You could see something moving in one direction, and you think you're going to jump in the trade. Well, that's helped me from being in the trading room and watching Kirk and listening to Jed and watching them doing, just making sure that you have your three-time frame confirmation before you pull that trigger.
You attribute a lot of your success to being able to get in and take a look at the trading system being demonstrated.
That's exactly right. In a live environment. Right. Sure,
cool.
That's exactly right. That's a big part of it.
I'm a quite social person, Greg, and I know that you're not quite so social. Does the trading room provide you company or anything that, this is, you don't have to get close to people because we're doing this by a webinar, but... Have you found that just being around others during your trading day is helpful for you?
It is, but again, I'm the type of person that's I don't like to be around a lot of people.
Right.
That's funny because it's kind of crazy, but when I get in the trading room and it's not like you're around a lot of people.
No.
You're listening to people and you're listening to them trade and you're watching them make trades. It's like, for me, it's like homework and learning.
Right.
I just sit back and I watch and I listen a lot of times. I'm like a sponge. I'm trying to absorb all this. And then when I go back to the videos and watch the videos, I put everything together And then, boom, I start making live trades, and it works for me.
Right.
And
right.
Being in the trade room, you know, is like, it's nice, you know, to trade with other people and watch how other people do it, especially when they're well versed on the trading system, like a lot of the traders are.
Awesome. Well, you're right there with us, Greg. I applaud you being able to work a full-time job and create a consistent side income that you can see your way ultimately to becoming completely independent, even if you stay with your own daily PIP goal that you have right now.
Well, thank you, Michael. And I couldn't do it without the Forex Strategy Secret System. I'd be the same as I was. I'd be trading inconsistently.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
This works for me. You know, I don't know. You know, it might not work for somebody else.
Sure.
But it works for me. And there are other good systems out there. There's other good traders out there that are training other people to trade. You know what I mean? Which, you know, I'd imagine, you know, they're doing a good job. But, you know, I tried different systems, okay? And it would work for them, but it wouldn't really work for me. Some days it would, some days it wouldn't. But this Forex Strategy Secret System, to me, is it really works for me because of its simplicity.
Cool.
Okay?
Cool.
It's mechanical and it's simple.
Cool.
Okay, and I'm a simple type of guy. I'm like, I don't have the most brains on the block, put it that way.
Okay. That is to your credit in trading, Greg. You're not trying to reinvent anything.
I just follow the system, okay, and it works for me. And if you follow the rules, okay, if you follow the rules and be disciplined, you're going to make money. You're going to get pips with this system.
Wow.
With other systems out there, with other so-called professional traders, gurus out there, I tried to follow their systems, and it, you know, I'm thinking, wow, them guys are pretty awesome. And, you know, I wish I could do that. I wish I could, but you know what? I could never grasp it.
Right.
I'm not a ratio trader. I can't analyze the market like some of these guys do. But I can be a mechanical trader. I can follow rules.
Right.
Okay. And if I could do that, okay, with a system like the Forex Strategy Secret System, right. Okay, then, you know, bingo. You know, you get pips in the market.
What would you say is more important to you, Greg? The entry, the exit, or the management of your trade?
Well, I guess the most important thing to me would be the exit of the trade, because I've mastered the entry of the trade. And I'm still, my exit, you know, a lot of times it comes pretty fast because, you know, if you get in a trade, you know, 30 pips sometimes doesn't take you long to get.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you get in a trade and you get in the right trade and it moves pretty fast, you know, sometimes, not all the time. I haven't really mastered the exit yet, the exit of the trade.
Okay.
And to me, that's the most important thing is the exit. Now, once I master that more, or learn to master that, okay, maybe down the road, you know, I could shoot for that, you know, 60 pip a day, you know, 80 pip a day. You follow me?
It's yes, like, yes.
Yeah, you know, that might work for me later on. But right now, in my mind right now, is it's like, Greg, go out there and grab them 30 pips. When you did that, you accomplished something.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I've been doing, and it's been pretty cool.
Well, obviously, Greg, you let one of your trades run to, what did you say, 130
pips. I was like, it was going fast. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm just going to let it go. Just let it go. And I kept going down and moving my stop, and I was just going. It was pretty awesome. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
That's why I got, that's why when them yen pairs moved, remember when I was talking to you, I said, did you see how far the yen pairs moved? That's why I was.
Yes.
I thought, man, why didn't I? And then again, it goes back to your discipline.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what you told. That's what you said to me, Michael. You said, "Listen, Greg, that's okay," because you know. And then I thought about it, and I said, "You know, you're right. Yeah, you know, just get back to what you're doing."
Exactly. Basics. And you've got clear exit signals. You're learning how to manage that. And, you know, I just couldn't be more proud of you, Greg.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. And if it wasn't for Jed and Kirk and you And Natalie and Clark, I'll tell you what, you know, I'd like to thank you guys for teaching me this system. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. And I, you know, if anybody's out there, they're looking for a way to trade the Forex market that's has a lot of simplicity in it, this is it. This is the way you'll be amongst the 5% of the people in the world that are successful traders in the Forex market.
Can I ask you one question about the alerts?
Sure.
Do you use the Norwood, the Trend, and the Early Bird Alerts in your trading strategy?
Yes, I do. I trade the intraday, okay, and what I'll do is I'll look for that trend, and once I see the trend on the weekly, the daily, the weekly, the daily, and the 4 hour, okay, I'll wait for that early bird alert on the 1 hour.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll drop down to the 15-minute, and I'll wait for the Norwood alert. And once I get that Norwood alert, I confirm it on the 30-minute chart, and bingo, that's a good trade.
Awesome.
And if it wasn't for them alerts, okay, I think I might be lost.
You traded for quite a while without the alerts, Greg.
Yes, I did. And, it's hard. You can do it. Okay, you could do it, but it's hard, because a lot of this is is timing in the market. You know what I mean? Timing your entry.
Right.
And you could have the nice trend, but you got to know when to time your entry to get in the market, and that's the key to it.
I wouldn't want to divulge any personal information, but would you say that the alerts are worth $80 a month?
I'll tell you what, that's nothing, $80 a month for these alerts. That's nothing. I mean, for other systems that are out there, what these guys are trying to charge is like obscene, for $80 a month to get these alerts, and these alerts keep you in tune into the market. It's pretty brilliant. And, what I suggest anybody to do is just get in the trade room and watch how it works. You know what I mean? Watch how it works. Watch how Jed and Kirk and Michael and the whole crew, okay, work these alerts and trade this system. It's pretty awesome.
Do the alerts simplify your trading, Greg? Is it easier for you? Can you focus on other things?
Yes, it makes you more disciplined. Okay, because, again, once you identify that trend and you get that early bird alert, it's like a step-by-step process, okay? And then once you jump down and you see that Norwood alert, well, you got a potential trade setup happening. And they're different. It's step-by-step-by-step. If one thing happens, then another thing happens, and if this happens, then boom, there's your trade entry. Take it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's a step-by-step process, and that again, that's what helped me to be disciplined, and that's what helped me to be really consistent with this system.
Wow.
Okay, it is the alerts, okay, and the Norwood alerts also.
I want to thank you, Greg, for the time that you spent with us today, giving us this testimony, and we're grateful to have you as a student. You've followed the rules, you've followed what we've taught you, and as you can tell, it's led to some hope for you.
And I look forward to trading. You know what I mean? I look forward to trading and coming into the trade room and trading this system.
Sum it all up for me, Greg, in just a sentence. What is Forex Strategy Secrets mean to you?
Forex Strategy Secrets means to me I got a chance for a nice retirement. That's the bottom line. And that's, I don't depend on other people. I don't depend on, stockbrokers or anything like that for my retirement. I depend on me.
Perfect.
And me learning how to trade on my own. Okay, I'm in control. So that's what the Forex Strategy Secrets means to me in a nutshell.
Wow. We didn't coach you to say any of these things, did we, Greg?
No, not really. But
Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate your time.
You are quite welcome, Michael, and thank you. And, you know, and thank you for this system. I appreciate everything that you guys do, and I'm still learning. And, you know, you learn something. You can almost learn something new every day also, you know.
I try to make that a goal of mine, is to learn something new each day.
Uh-huh.
But not,
sure.
Not to implement anything new, but just to learn something new.
Learn something new, and you know, you could always, something always jumps out at you. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened here.
Exactly. All right, Greg, thank you so much.
All right, Michael, you're quite welcome.